Call.
To the Blazers locker room and start a fight.
Say something about the Kingsguard.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yeah, I heard Kingsguard. What were you saying about it?
Well, I mean, do you want the spoiler or?
No.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Said I watched some wrestling. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Kingsguard and...
I don't know, I heard Kingsguard and it made me think of Game of Thrones. What were you talking about?
When Jon Snow died.
Ah! Stop!
On 1340 WKGN.
Every time you're not paying attention, I come back with a Game of Thrones spoiler.
What kind of person spoils things for people who are in the middle of a season? It's like the most inhumane thing you can do as a person.
As a radio professional, the rudest thing you can do is not pay attention.
You said Kingsguard.
Yes, Kingsguard, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the Sacramento Kings.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, especially because you have the look of a driver, kind of. If I put like a black top hat, a black hat on you, you could definitely be like a limo driver. I definitely just borrowed Cam's tuxedo from this or that yesterday. Yeah. You would be there a perfect go. Limousine driver. So you getting out and opening the car door for a woman would give strong, like, I'm your driver vibe. So maybe don't do that.
Yeah, maybe avoid that, which I'm not driving around a limo, but still. Yeah.
Either way.
Ready for some headlines?
Not yet. I want to tell you that Hour 3 is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Hour 3, Howard III. It makes sense. G3HelpMe.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call our friends. The Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III at 865-558-8030. You can go online at G3HelpMe.com. They serve all of East Tennessee. And they have over 20 years of experience doing so. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Now, Draven, please proceed to give me what I need, which is our 3 headlines.
Draven! We haven't even talked about Kelly Oubre yet. How about that? How about Kelly Oubre?
That's a good move.
Getting trained to the Warriors from the Oklahoma City Thunder.
We talked about how the Warriors... I say that a lot. We talked about the Warriors. We discussed that the Warriors had that $17 million trade exception from trading Andre Iguodala. They said it's going to expire if we don't use it. Who can we get to fill that role? Okay, Kelly Oubre is a pretty good young wing. Let's bring him in.
Yep. Okay, see, stacking picks.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Stupid.
I feel like it's unnecessary at this point.
I feel like it's a joke. I'd be mad if I was a Thunder
fan. That's
how
I play like 2K. I get a bunch of draft picks and just get all the good young rookies. But
then you see who they wasted their first round draft picks on this year. Yeah. And it was kind of like, what the hell are they doing? They took that one guy that's like sitting there, this creepy picture of him like with his family. Like they're sitting around the table. They're all just look very stoic. Ironically enough, the clock says live, laugh, love. And those people don't look like they've laughed ever. Like they're just there to be basketball machines. Like, that guy might be a stud eventually, but they're taking projects, which I guess lines up with the timeline. But still, like, the draft picks are cool, but they become less cool when you actually pick the players, I think.
Yeah. Right. They got to trade these picks.
You got to trade the picks either move up or get other players.
But they didn't move up to get anybody this year. Like, they didn't use them. But either way, like, Kelly Oubre, I think he's a good young wing. He's not going to be Klay Thompson, but he can give them some scoring.
Yep.
I think he becomes their second best scorer. He's better than Andrew Wiggins. Kelly Oubre is better than Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
Obviously, number one is Draymond. But
of course, right?
Just kidding. And Steph.
Running the offense. Does this make them a...
It's more playoff team.
Playoff team?
Championship? No.
No.
Playoff,
not
yes.
Not going there yet?
No. Playoff, yes. Bad news for the Grizzlies. We always talk about them because they're chasing that playoff spot. Bad news for them. The Warriors can still...
They're always chasing.
Now compete for a playoff spot. I don't think championship level unless Steph is back to just like God MVP mode. And I don't think he can do that.
What about Oubre and Draymond Green? That's two pretty big personalities. Let's not forget Oubre when he was with the Wizards. He was the one getting in some scuffles there against Boston. You remember that?
I think there's good to have on the same team, though.
Have the two kind of tough macho guys on the team.
I don't think Oubre is a tough macho guy. Maybe it's the hair, but like he does mix it up some. You're right.
I was
but like,
about to say,
I don't think him and Draymond are going to fight or anything. I think they would be a good. You want tough guys on your team?
Okay, I just Draymond.
Maybe
Oubre
will defend.
Really
maybe Oubre will have to defend Steph. Hard foul and Steph. Maybe Oubre's the goon. I don't know.
Yeah. Bring him in to be the goon.
It's a good move, though. I like that move. I'm glad that the Warriors had to make a big commitment to bring him in because they're over the luxury tax. So they're having to pay like $40 million just to have Oubre on the team and like penalties. So like that's a big commitment. But they realize like, hey, we got a new arena still. Although fans, I guess, won't be there, so it won't matter. But we got a couple years left of Curry's prime. We got to try to do right by him and go for this.
What about Wiggins in this situation? I mean, you think he stays? Like, you think he's part of this plan as well?
I don't know what you get for trading him.
That's the thing, too. I don't know. It just kind of feels like Wiggins is kind of the guy left out in this equation. I feel like, you know, he's kind of the...
He's the Harrison Barnes role, and like eventually Harrison Barnes leaves, but Wiggins is under contract until the end of 2023, so he's there for at least the next 3 years. Now, you could trade him, but at this point, you're probably not going to get anything back for him that's worthy of anything, so you might as well just ride it out.
I'm curious to see if one of these guys come off the bench. They have a role player. You got James Wiseman, too. They're going to be a fun team again. This makes them just as exciting, I think, with Clay. So we'll see what happens.
I wouldn't say just as exciting.
Well, probably not just as exciting, but
they're,
still.
They're exciting.
Get some ramped up again as we were. Celtics, apparently, there was a report that came out that they dangled Kemba Walker before the Bulls and the Cavs in hopes of acquiring a lottery pick. How about this?
Say that one more time.
The Celtics were, they have in quotes, dangled Kemba Walker before the Bulls and the Cavs in hopes of acquiring a lottery pick.
Yep.
So, how does this make Kemba feel? He's only been there 1 year, and there's been already so many trade rumors and everything.
Kemba, they probably have buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
He wasn't good in the playoffs. We have a whole lot of history in the NBA that tells you if your best player, your go-to scorer, is under 6 foot, he's going to struggle in the playoffs when it matters. We have one team that's ever won a championship with that. The Pistons.
Thank goodness Trey's over 6 feet.
No, I mean, the Hawks will struggle with it too.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you know, the Hawks make the playoffs, like, you'll see Trey, he'll have his problems too. Now, Trey tries to combat it by being able to shoot 40-foot jumpers, but, like,
good at that.
You'll have, I mean, like the Blazers, I mean, like you see, like even with Dame sometimes in the playoffs, like you put long guys on there, like the Lakers did, and they just shut him down.
Right.
So Kemba kind of disappeared. He's older. And look, man, Danny Ainge traded Isaiah Thomas after his sister died. After he, like, wrecked his hip trying to play through. Like, Danny Ainge is, you know, heartless when it comes to that. And he's always trying to get more assets. Which I don't know what he was going to try to do with them. For a while, it looked like he was trying to get Jrue Holiday. I don't know what he was trying to do like after that. But they tried to trade Gordon Hayward, too, which is why Gordon Hayward opted out. Now, they still might be able to work a sign-in trade with Gordon Hayward. But if I'm Gordon Hayward, I'm like, I'm going where I want.
Yeah.
The only way I'm giving a sign-in trade is if I'm trying to go somewhere that doesn't have cap space and they're willing to work to, send me somewhere like Indiana back home.
Boston's in an interesting position in the East, right? I mean, they're not the favorite, but they got to be top three. I mean, just amongst the East, like they're up there, and they're trying to make some moves.
That, I mean, Tatum's the up and coming star there.
Right.
Tatum's a top five player in the East.
Speaking of,
I'm not saying he's number five, but I mean he's top five in the East.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of
top five in the East,
short players, Kyler Murray,
Butler, Embiid, Simmons.
What, top players in the East?
Yeah. Giannis.
Trae Young. Sure. I think Trae Young's top five. Maybe top 10.
In my heart.
Top 5.
Yeah, I mean, he's top offensive. Five's offensive, yes, but yeah.
Yeah.
Not defensive.
You throw in Siakam or Kyle Lowry, nobody from the Raptors?
No.
Maybe top 10.
Yeah. I mean, Tatum's better than, honestly, Lowry.
Sure.
I'm just saying where Tatum ranks. Okay. Anyways, moving on.
You brought up the kind of the shortness. What about Kyler Murray? We talked a little bit about him. Kind of a rough game for him, and there was also the shoulder issues. I don't know if you guys were watching on the sideline. He kept having the heating pad on his shoulder. Apparently, it was bothering him throughout the first half. Looked like he was good, though. He finished the game, and he was still slinging it for most part of the game. It was not very good, but still, apparently, he did suffer a AC joint sprain in the loss, but he isn't expected to miss any time. So, could this be a big hit for him, having some shoulder issues? I mean, because he's a short guy. He doesn't have a lot of power. I feel like it is a lot of just, you know, arm talent, just slinging down the field. This could be a pretty big effect on
especially
him.
Especially the more he runs and gets hit.
Right, exactly. So that'll be interesting.
I don't know. That might be what's wrong with my shoulder, a sprained AC joint.
You think so?
What does it mean? Because I told you about that damn slip and slide, and I landed hard on it. I can still use it, but it still hurts, and it does probably limit me a little bit.
Just soreness?
That might be it. It might be a sprained AC joint.
Maybe you need to do the heating pad method.
Maybe.
You been doing that?
Nope. I don't do anything for it. Just complain.
It's the four it's the four ligaments that hold the collarbone and the shoulder blade.
Would this be it right here?
Yeah. Somewhere in there, yeah.
Hurts like right here. But that's
is that your collarbone and your shoulder blade? Yeah. 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 No. That would check out. Because that's where your maybe. Anyway, well, we just diagnosed something.
Yeah. Look at us. Cleveland Browns, they place Myles Garrett on the reserved COVID-19 list. Oof, bad news for the Browns.
Uh-oh. Who is?
Myles Garrett.
Who are they playing this week?
The Eagles. So, that's an
bad
interesting
game. Bad news for the Cowboys, too.
Yeah, that is bad news. That could be an interesting game.
I'm rooting for the Eagles. Sorry, Draven. It's nothing personal.
No, I get it. For your Titans. But yeah, that's a big loss. Myles Garrett, who leads the NFL in sacks, he will be out for this game, officially ruled out for the COVID. So, big news there. We kind of mentioned the Raiders and all their losses. And, I mean, defensive coordinator Paul Gunther is like, it's almost like he's just like, yeah, we're screwed. Have you guys seen what he's been saying? He says he got asked about having all these players out, self-isolating, all the stuff that's going on. He pretty much said, I don't know how we can beat these guys with a full lineup at practice, let alone 3/4 of your lineup not here all week. He said, what don't they have? We're playing the world champs. What don't they have? They have a great quarterback, great receivers, great tight ends. Line is physical. They're coming off a bye, so it's a daunting task.
Glad he's confident in his
players.
Wave
the white flag, yeah. Right? What is this?
I mean, he said even if we were practicing, I don't know how we do this. I don't know how we won last time.
Is this what you want to hear from your defensive coordinator? I mean, it literally kind of feels like he's saying, we're done. Give up.
As a Game's player, absolutely off yet. Not. Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't put a lot of motivation, I would say, especially into the backups, the guys that are going to be out on the field. So really interesting comments. I don't think he's wrong, but still, I don't think you ever want to hear your defense coordinator saying anything like that. So on other injury news, Teddy Bridgewater looks like it'll be a game-time decision for him against the Lions, another quarterback who is a little banged up. He got banged up last week. We'll see what happens there. He has a knee injury there. And Joe Mixon, man, rough year for Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon officially got ruled out again as he continues to battle injuries for the Cincinnati Bengals. So they will be without their star running back as well. And also, Cam, you kind of mentioned Greg Olsen. Earlier we were talking about him, the ruptured, fascia. Yeah.
I think something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, in the left foot. I would say he's done for the season. Yeah, he would most likely.
Season.
Older player. Not looking good there. And I want to ask, wrap up here, headlines. Anthony Davis apparently is going to wait before he commits to the Los Angeles Lakers. You guys seeing this? Davis, all the expectations are he will re-sign with the Lakers. I don't think there's any surprise there. But there has been no formal commitment, and it's not expected to come in the immediate days following the start of free agency, which is today, Friday. And, so, again, he is expected to sign, but it is interesting that he's going to wait through Thanksgiving as he considers his options on the length and structure of the maximum contract deals. So
that makes sense. I mean, like, do what's best for himself, I guess, and figure it out. Although I don't know why waiting would really matter. Maybe there's something with the Lakers and his cap hold. I don't know. I would be at least 10% concerned, though, that he takes a meeting with the Knicks. I'd be at least 10% concerned with that because they've been clearing up all his cap space. And I'd at least be 10% concerned that he got there with his boy World Wide West. And the assistant coach from the from Kentucky, yeah. The big man's coach. What was his name? Leon Rose? No, was it Leon Rose? No, that's not it.
I thought his name started with a K.
You might be right. Leon Rose is like the agent, I think, that is now like the GM.
Kenny?
Yeah, Kenny. We'll go with Coach Kenny.
Kenny Payne.
That's right.
Yep.
I'll be worried about Kenny Payne, who coached him. And coached all his big man Kentucky. I'd be worried about 10% of Anthony Davis going there and being allured to want to be a Knick. Just like 10%.
There's no way you'd go from the Lakers to the Knicks.
But he got his one championship, so now he's a winner.
He is.
When you're a winner, you can do things.
He got that monkey off his back.
You get the one championship, you're like, okay, now I'm a winner. I can go try to build something myself. I don't think he leaves LeBron. It's because he seems to be having a lot of fun in L.A. But I'm just saying, like, 10%. You get there with your old boys, your mentor.
How would LeBron feel after doing all that to get him in L.A. and he would just bounce after 1 year?
Probably feel abandoned.
Yeah.
Probably feel abandoned.
Like he did when Kyrie Irving left. Yeah.
It'd probably be a lot worse.
Yeah, probably a little
Probably
bit.
A lot worse.
Yep.
Yeah, that team would be bad if just LeBron.
I mean, LeBron could still carry him to the playoffs, but they wouldn't win a championship. And LeBron's – I think LeBron's probably like, I can get at least five. I can get five. I can tie Magic. Good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. What do you guys want to talk about? Anything? Your weekend? Any other NFL games we need to hit? The biggest game of the week was last night, I think, with the Cardinals and Seahawks. Like, that was the one with the most at stake. That one came out with a Cardinals expose. Look a little fraudish.
Yep.
Gotta be honest, I didn't watch much of it. I don't know if you guys could tell earlier when I was talking about it, but I didn't watch much of it. I was watching Gucci Mane and Jeezy and their rap battle, their verses.
Yeah, how did that go? I didn't watch it.
Curious.
I don't want to talk to you two about it. You two aren't old enough to know anything about this.
Yeah, I don't.
I know. That's why.
Wait, who was it again?
See, exactly.
Was it? Did you say Gucci and
who? Gucci Mane and Jeezy?
I never
formerly
listened to
of Young Jeezy.
I never listened to Jeezy. I know Gucci Mane though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to talk about this with you two. No offense to you two, but like, me and Cam have already discussed it, so I don't need to talk about it with you two. You're not going to bring anything to the table.
Okay.
And I don't really respect either one of your music opinions, so.
That hurts.
All right. I don't mean it disrespectfully. I just don't respect your music opinions. So, no shade. No shame.
Why? It's all because of the little baby, because we like little baby.
No, you're starting whenever you was telling me that my beautiful dark twisted fantasy wasn't a good Kanye album, wasn't a great one, or whatever
said. I said it was good. It wasn't his best.
Life
of Pablo was his best.
That was the take.
Was the one I was like, I don't respect your opinion when it comes to music anymore.
I don't know about that.
I still stand behind that one.
Admittedly, I did see the 2-3 and outs that the Cardinals had at the beginning of the game, but after that, I was tuned in on Instagram. Me and 1.7 million other people, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
1.7 million people watching something. Yeah.
Wow. That was awful. Definitely a lot of Atlanta people were watching it, for sure.
But when we talk about how, like, sports TV ratings have been going down, like, I mean, I imagine that
for just 1.8 Instagram,
1.8 million would have been a pretty good mark for a lot of these sporting events. I mean, that would have, and that was a pretty consistent 1.6 million. That would have been, like, on par with, like, Penn State, Nebraska last week. The fifth, the sixth highest rated college football game. So that's what I did. Yeah, that's what I did. Hmm. How did it go? They asked. What answer am I supposed to have there?
Who won? It's a rap battle, right? So there was a winner. Who won?
Cam.
So there was a winner.
Cam, I don't know if I can say this, but the culture. The culture won.
The culture did.
I don't know if I can say that, but the culture won.
They made up. So they made it was up. All good.
I saw the end.
Some beef?
I saw the end.
Yeah, they had a lot of beef.
They have a lot of beef.
What's the beef about?
A song from back in the day.
No, okay.
They had a song together. That was like the first time they collaborated.
Mm-hmm.
And then like one put on the album first and then didn't let the other one do it. Mm. So then the other one's like, I'm not coming to do any of the press stuff with it and perform with it live. So then it kind of started there. And then eventually like one put a hit out on the other, basically to beat him up, maybe even kill him. And then the other one's like, I'm not going out like that. And I shot one of the guy's friends that was trying to come beat him up.
Whole thing. Very Atlanta
beef.
It was a very Atlanta beef.
And then at one point there was a song where he tells the guy to go dig his dead homie up to ask him, and he bets he won't say anything about it. And it's implied, bragging about, hey, I killed your friend.
And now they're cool.
And they played that song last night.
Tolerable.
They played that song last night, and for a second I was like, oh, is something going to happen? You got both sides yelling. Then they ended up with playing the song that originally started the beef. They performed it together, which I'd imagine might have been the first time they ever performed it live together. I don't know.
Probably, to be honest.
Maybe the second or third time, So it was a beautiful moment for
what
the culture.
What song is that?
So Icy. You ever heard So Icy?
No. Nope.
Like I said, I don't respect either one of your music opinions. I don't think I've heard that song. You've never heard So Icy? All these girls excited.
Mm,
oh, no. You know they like it. I'm so icy.
Does not ring a bell.
Nope.
Really?
Whoa. Nope. And that's some Jeezy songs,
2005.
Is it put on by Jeezy?
Huh?
Is it put on by Jeezy?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
That would be the one he
knows. I just know that one. That's what I know for sure.
There was NFL players talking about for the Lions. He's like, that was our song in 2008. And that's the year they went 0-16. He's like, so the first, we start playing.
That was funny.
We played that before every time he came out. He's like, by week 8, I guess the PR people did not think that we were putting on for the city, so they made us start running out to Nickelback. He's like, they removed our privileges of getting to run out to put on because we were not putting on for the city.
I love
tweets like that. And there's always those high school stories like, putting on for a city and then lose by 50 points.
Yeah, those were the reply tweets were awesome.
Yeah.
People like, you put on for the city and getting beat 52-13.
Isn't that the song that Drew Locke was singing that time?
put on?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was on the bench.
It was, yeah. Which
Drew Locke would know it too.
Yeah. Which lines up with that being the Jeezy song you know as well. You and Drew Locke.
Oh.
Not far off. You guys know any other Jeezy songs?
I'd have to look at them.
That means no. You're out. Draven, do you know any?
No, not really.
Draven probably didn't even know that was about Jeezy.
No, I knew. I knew that song,
this
Hayden.
This is so sad.
I knew that song. I know some Gucci Mane, though.
But no Jeezy.
No.
All right, let's name Gucci Mane songs. What do you got?
Lemonade.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good song.
When they play Lemonade, like in song 15, people are like, oh, Gucci's fighting back. I don't know if Jeezy can respond to Lemonade.
What a song.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
Oh, both. Both. I like both.
Oh, yeah. With Drake.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
He just looked that one up.
No,
on
I didn't. I'm looking at Jeezy stuff. I don't know any other ones.
Okay.
Is it
both? He played both last night.
What is it? Met Gallia? Is that what it is? Something Gallia? 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 Let me look it up.
I get the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gucci had more relevant hits later. I mean, which is kind of what people were. Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. But okay, so that's why I don't respect either one of your music opinions.
Met Gallia. That's a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You looked at me like I was a fool.
Well, no, I don't know that one by its name, but I have one in mind that I think is it.
I think that's. Yeah.
Okay. So you named, like,
you listen to his Christmas mixtapes?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You don't know about the East Atlanta Santa?
The Return of East Atlanta Santa.
That was the second one.
I've heard of it. Yeah, heard of it. How old is that?
He's got
been
so
dropping
many
a new
albums.
One like the past few years. Like, he dropped one last Christmas.
Yeah, he puts out tons of mixtapes. Like, he was more for the streets, if you will,
he
Hayden.
Has so
one's
many.
For the streets and more was for the commercial.
He's like, jingle jangle, I'm Kris Kringle.
So Icy Gang Volume 1. Never heard of that before. So Icy Gang.
Well, there you go, guys.
Oh, boy.
We'll do our NFL picks. We'll talk about the NFL weekend after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Want to remind you, you got time. The Drive is setting up shop right now. Setting up shop over at Food City on Morrell Road near the mall. Go stock up on your Terrapin beer supplies for football and Thanksgiving. Fill up your growler with one of six rare Terrapin beers featured on draft at the Food City Brewhouse. Terrapin swag will be up for grabs with every growler fill. Plus, you can register to win a big orange Terrapin Engel cooler.
Ooh,
tune in tomorrow night for the voluntary reaction presented by Terrapin Beer Company. Send us a break. We'll come back with our NFL picks. Let's talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks. GTN.com. Member FDIC.
All right, let's look ahead to the NFL weekend.
Let's do it.
Draven, you got FanDuel put up for our gambling lines here?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
I'm really mad Devontae Adams might not play.
Yeah, I
need
don't
him
like
to beat
that.
The Colts.
Yeah.
I might just have to just give up on my idea that the Colts aren't legit. They're just going to win a bunch of games. It's tough. Tough scene.
That is tough. That is tough. That's because you couldn't tell if they were good or not forever.
I still can't tell if they're good or not.
I
still feel like the Titans are better than them. It's just that our special team sucks, but maybe that's part of being better than people who just have a good special teams, and Titans suck.
Spread the love bets up to 55.5. You feel comfortable with that, Hayden?
Maybe one more touchdown.
Get it to 60?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Free $45 over there on FanDuel. All right, let's make our NFL picks. What are we thinking this weekend, Hayden? Your level of confidence for your pick of the week in the NFL? Do you have one ready to go?
10 out of 10. Yeah, I have one ready to go.
10 out of 10?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Cardinals, you're pretty confident on them.
I wasn't 10 out of 10 on that. I was about 5 out of 10 on that.
5 out of 10?
Yeah.
You walked around all day outside yesterday. The Cardinals going to kill them. After Draven left, you said.
I did not say they were going to kill him.
After Draven
left. I did not say they were going to kill him.
After Draven left.
That is a lie. Take it back right now.
After Draven left,
say
you
that.
Said, I was, you know, I wasn't that confident until I heard how confident Draven was in the Seahawks. And
now
I
got more confident.
Right.
Draven, you did make me feel like
now
that.
Now I think the Cardinals are going to kill him.
Draven, you cannot deny it. Every single time you're like that, it's always wrong.
Cardinals are going to kill him.
You were right. So I did not say they were going to kill him. You're lying. You were lying.
I didn't think they were going to. When Draven said he was confident in the Seahawks, the Cardinals are going to kill him. Just watch. Kyler.
Well, Kyler got hurt, so I didn't. Yeah, you know.
Come on.
Did you know he was going to get hurt? Did you? No, I didn't either.
Little nick on the shoulder. He finally finished the game, didn't he, Hayden?
Well, if he would have thrown it to D-Hop.
He got hurt. He didn't get injured. There's a difference. He got hurt. He didn't get injured.
I was betting on him to be completely healthy, you know?
Flustered.
I feel like it's a fool's exercise to be betting on any NFL team to be fully healthy in week 10. But that's just me.
The quarterback's pretty important.
Especially in a pandemic.
Yeah, especially in a pandemic.
It's a pretty important position.
Everybody's
you say.
Banged up at this point.
Wouldn't you say it's an important position?
I would say it's a very important position. But yeah. I would say every quarterback's banged up. I would say there's no quarterback in the NFL right now that has played any games. That's 100%. Would you agree? Everyone's got nicks and bruises at this point, Hayden. That's all
Not
I'm saying.
Not Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan knows how to slide and get down after his dual threat.
I would imagine Matt Ryan felt better in the end of August than he does right now.
Fair
Tom
enough.
Brady hasn't been injured.
Did you watch Tom Brady? Tom Brady's
on the offensive line.
Did you see him 2 weeks ago when the Saints were beating his ass? Did you see that? Did you miss that one?
No, I think that was just in his head.
No, that was on his body as they were sacking him and throwing him around. That was on his body. Anyways, let's make our pick. So you got a 10 out of 10 lock. Wow. A 10 out of 10 lock. You're going there?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's
I don't feel like I can ask somebody a 10 out of 10 lock and the response be,
I don't want to have to do a punishment over this one. That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't make you do a punishment, but
you
get a board bet loss if it's wrong.
No, I'm not going to punish Draven by this.
Well, then you're not 10 out of 10 then.
9 out of 10 then. 9.5 out of 10.
9 out of 10. I just want an accurate representation for our fans who listen to our picks. If I ever tell you 10 out of 10, that means I will be willing to be punished for it if I ever tell you 10 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Take it to the bank if I say 10 out of 10.
9 out of 10. You ready?
No. Continue, please. Continue making us wait. We got plenty of time.
Chiefs, -8 on the road.
Okay.
How can you be 9 out of 10 on that?
Because they got embarrassed last time they played the Raiders.
Yeah?
They're going to be ready to play this time.
Okay.
Andy Reid's been cooking his little kitchen all week.
Stewing.
Getting ready. Yeah.
Both types of stewing.
Yeah.
Mad stewing and also cooking up stew.
Yeah.
Okay.
And get those plays ready.
Let's take it around the table. How do you guys feel
about
that? Thumbs up or down
beat
on
down.
The Chiefs -8.
That's a thumbs
up. I don't like the 8
Draven's
number,
riding with
it. I approve.
They should win by, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to win by more than a touchdown.
My thought is the Raiders just.
But that defense.
They're not good.
The Raiders are good. Their offense is good. The Raiders' offense is good.
Who did they beat the last 3 weeks?
The Chiefs.
They beat the Chiefs one game. Everybody has a bad game. Who else?
They played pretty good with the Bucs for 3 quarters. They ended up getting killed.
Last 3 weeks, they beat the Broncos, the Chargers.
They dominated all these teams, did they not? Did they not dominate all these
teams? Chargers was close.
The Chargers was like on the go on.
Yeah.
And the Browns, 16-6.
The Browns are a playoff team.
In a windstorm.
The Browns are a playoff team. And those are tough division games. Don't try to discredit the Raiders. They're a good team.
I don't think they're that good.
I think the Raiders are good.
Yeah.
And I think the Raiders' offense is good. And I think the Raiders are going to be able to run the ball against the Chiefs. I think Josh Jacobs is going to perform well. And I'm not saying the Chiefs aren't going to win. I'm just saying this would make me nervous. There's no way I could give it a 9 out of 10. I'm not even saying the Raiders cover. But the Raiders' offense is too good to lay over a touchdown with, in my opinion. I'm just always terrified of the backdoor cover. You're down 14 late in the game, and I think the Raiders could go down and get a touchdown with 2 minutes left. But okay. Cam, you give it the cosign or not? Hey, Draven gave it the thumbs up. I'm giving it the thumbs 60% down. Not all the way down, but I'm not cosigning it. No, I don't strong disagree, but I'm not cosigning it.
I didn't touch that game.
Okay, so you're not giving the cosign either. Okay, so we're not – we're not pushing all the way back against it, but I'm weary. I'm weary.
Yeah, like I'm not completely out on it, but yeah, I'm going.
Well, you said it on Monday too, didn't you?
I said it last night.
Well,
I said it last night.
50% chance. Who knows?
And honestly, the Bears could have easily kicked a field goal. They should have kicked a field goal with 3 minutes left to go down 3. Or Anthony Miller was 3 inches away.
I had -2.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I had -2.5. I said the 3.5. Yeah. I thought the Bears that was too many points.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't say 9 out of 10. I didn't give it a 9 out of 10. I would have given the Seahawks last night a 9 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you would. Hindsight.
I told you. No, it wasn't hindsight. I told you all day. I told everyone all day. Yeah. Draven, your pick, sir.
I like the Miami Dolphins. -3.5 on the road. In Denver.
Doing a little bit of hating here.
No, I don't like that.
Dolphins beat your head in last week, so now you're
like
buying
into
them.
The Broncos are 1-3 at home. The one win was the Chargers game where they should have lost. totally should have lost that game, won by 1 point, 1-3 at home. They have no home field advantage. Drew Locke is terrible, and he's hurt, too.
I will say we did not get to Jordan DeJane this week. Just yesterday I forgot, and he forgot. Then there was a weird time I said, call me tomorrow. Come on tomorrow, and he just said no worries, but it was also to like, hey, I forgot. So like, I didn't want to ask again because I don't know how his Friday is. Already pretty busy, but he said his lock of the week was he wanted us to say the Dolphins 3.5 was his lock of the week.
I like it. Now I feel even more confident. Let's go.
Go around the table. You don't like that one. You're not co-signing that one.
No, the NFL is weird, and I think that
the NFL is weird. That is.
Correct. I think eventually the Dolphins are going to have a bad game, and the Broncos are going to beat them, or at least cover the 3.5 or 4. But I mean, we talk about the Raiders beat the Chiefs. They beat them handedly. And the Raiders the week before they lost, they got beat by 14 to the Patriots.
You can't. That's what I'm saying. The transitive property.
I'm not saying transitive property. I'm just saying.
You can't go back on trends. Like every week's different. It's just more about matchups and I would even go matchups and like current trends in terms of who's playing well and who's not. Like I do see what Draven's saying. Like the Broncos have been playing like trash. The Dolphins have been really good, but I do think the Broncos defense probably good enough to at least bother Tua a little bit. I give this one a 60% thumbs up. I don't love it, but Jordan Zani gave it his lock of the week. I'm just letting you know that. And I do like this Dolphins team. I've liked this Dolphins team the last couple weeks I've picked them. I wouldn't be surprised if they win this one by a field goal, though.
That is the fear. The 3.5 is
tough. I think the Dolphins win, but I just wouldn't be surprised if they win by a field goal.
I kind of think the Broncos might start quitting, though, a little bit. Might be lit up because their playoff hopes are pretty much done. They're 3-6.
On the flip side, I would say this is the last stand.
Last stand.
Mm-hmm. At home. Drew Lock got embarrassed last week. You like the theory of got embarrassed week before, bounce back game. I'm just saying the Broncos
when
do
check. When you're a well-coached team,
that's
though,
fair, and they're not well-coached. They're not well-coached.
Big Fangio doesn't always do it.
Nope, they're not well-coached. I'm just saying with the defense and the last gasp mentality at home, where they are 1-3, they haven't been good. I would just say I'm worried that the Dolphins will win by 1, 2, or 3. But I give it a 60% thumbs up.
I got a little breaking news for you. Devontae Adams looks like he's going to be good to go Sunday.
Nice.
So big plus for the Titans.
Yes.
I'm with you on the Miami pick. Rock with that.
Roger Saffold.
I rock with that. I'm like 90% in on that.
Roger Saffold, like our best offensive lineman, is officially rolled out for the Titans, so that stinks. Oof. All right, Cam, your pick of the week. Which, by the way, how'd you guys do last week? We forgot it. You both won yours?
I was the only one who went 2-0 last week.
So that means you won your NFL pick. It's just a yes.
Yeah. I had the Buccaneers, but then we did the Chargers.
You had the Chargers. Don't.
I had the Buccaneers too.
You're so strongest.
It was the Chargers.
Yeah. Don't try to rewrite history, Cameron.
I didn't even make a pick last week.
Yeah, you did.
But Falcons beat the Bucs.
No, you made a pick. You made a pick. You picked the Panthers.
Did I? You picked the Panthers. Yeah.
Both of you.
I honestly didn't remember.
You picked Minnesota and the Panthers.
Did I really?
Minnesota beat 35-7.
I was not in the right state of mind.
You could have said that. 35-7?
Oh, well. Well, forget about it. I got you this week.
I was so mad about that. I was mad, to be honest with you.
Cam's out there high off legal Denver weed and making picks, and Hayden's following them, like thinking, like, hey, Cam knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm sitting
35-7. Hayden's texting, what the hell, Cam?
I'm sitting there.
And then Draven's pick, the Penn State's down 24-3. Hayden's like, what the hell, you guys? Is anybody going to pick a winner?
And then Ole Miss came through 21 unanswered. Yeah. 21 unanswered.
It took 21 unanswered. It took 21 unanswered. They got them in the fourth quarter, but it didn't look good for you either. Shout out to you for keeping the boat afloat.
Wow.
Yeah. With that being said, Cam went 0-2 last week. Let's see if are you in your right mind today?
I am in my right mind. My mind is crystal clear at the moment.
But what are you picking?
And I hope you got it early when it was +4.5, but I'm still taking that +3.5, locking the Falcons to cover.
Gee, I wonder why.
No, these games are always close. Taysom Hill's the quarterback. Falcons are 3-1 as road underdogs this year against the spread. Alvin Kamara has zero career touchdowns against the Falcons.
What would those three games be? The Vikings, the Cowboys? 3-1 against the spread, they would have covered the spread against the Cowboys. The Panthers.
On the road, you said?
Yeah, on the road. Vikings as road underdogs.
Home, right? They played the Vikings.
I thought the Vikings game was in Minnesota.
Maybe it was.
No, the Vikings game was in Minnesota.
Yeah. But as road underdogs.
Don't correct me if you're going to be wrong, Draven.
Yeah, it was the Cowboys.
Don't undermine me in here in front of people.
Cowboys, Vikings, Panthers.
My bad.
Panthers, yeah.
Right. And then the Packers is the only one they ain't covered the spread in. But yeah, no, they are 3-1 against the spread on the road this year. Like I said, Kamara's never scored on the Falcons in his career. Deion Jones locks him up. It's not a problem. Taysom Hill's their quarterback? Okay. Give it to me. Lock it in. These games are close always anyways. We won in New Orleans last year in a beatdown. Let's run it back.
I didn't think that Cam could have his heart broken by the Falcons again this year. I thought it was over, but they've won a couple in a row. They look good. They're 3-1 against the spread on the road, like he said. They're actually 7-1 against the spread in their past 8 road games.
We cover like on the road.
Yeah, the Falcons are terrible at home. They are awful at home, but they are good on the road. They're 7-1 in their last 8 road games. I didn't think that they could hurt Cam again, but he is riding high right now.
Oh, yeah. He's
got the Deion Sanders jersey on. He's got the beanie on.
I put on the jersey as soon as I saw the Taysom news.
He's bouncing around. He's ready to go. He is set up for a complete heartbreak, and I'm worried because that's when the Falcons lose. Falcons win when Cam is over it. Like last year, they went, 7-1 down the stretch or something crazy like that? After it was over?
Yep.
After Cam was not going to be broken hearted anymore?
I was still cheering for every game, though.
And I feel good, Draven. Yep. I feel good about this. I feel really good about this.
I'll give you the thumbs up on it just because the Falcons are are really good on offense.
We cover. Lattimore's banged up.
They have the third best offensive efficiency in the NFL
since week 6.
Cameron
Jordan's banged up.
Since week 6, they are the third best offense in the league. The first 5 weeks under Dan Quinn, they were 21st, so the offense has really took off just getting Dan Quinn out of the way. So I'll co-sign you. I'll go with the Falcons.
I have another one, too, if you want one. I got the Texans plus 1.5. I got them straight up winning that game against the Patriots.
Okay.
I think the Texans get it done there. But not as confident in that.
I still feel
that.
Like the Patriots should be favored on the road against anybody. Like,
that's what my thought was.
I feel you there.
Not as confident as the Falcons pick, but I feel good about that pick, too.
Okay.
Must win for the Patriots, though, if they're going to have a chance at the playoffs.
What'd you say?
Must win for the Patriots, though. But they're going to have a chance at that's heaven's ball.
I do like the Titans getting 5.5 points. I don't know if they win, but I do like them getting the points. That's not my pick, though. I'm not going to pick my squad there. But people like asking my thoughts on the Titans.
Yeah, I do kind of like the 5-2.
Yeah.
Close games regardless. So.
Yeah, there's not really any game I love this weekend. On a 6 out of 10 scale, I'll give – I'm going to go back to the well here. I don't know why I'm so enamored with this team, but give me Washington. Minus 1.5.
Okay.
Against two?
At home against the Bengals. Washington's defensive line, Bengals offensive line.
Yeah,
I do like that matchup.
Joe Mixon.
Alex Smith getting a second start.
He gives them some loft, too.
Bengals coming off of getting the hell we had out of them by the Steelers. That was a demoralizing physical game. Give me the give me Washington, who's still fighting for a playoff spot at home. Their only two wins have been at home. They've been terrible on the road, but they've actually won two games at home. Give me Washington minus 1.5. Those spreads were courtesy of our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. I told you about it in hour two. I'm going to tell you about it again in hour three. Spread the love. Call your friends. Call your family. Sign them up. Tell them to spread the love. Tennessee, what's the spread up to now currently? Do we have an updated number? We have 52 points. That's where we're at recently.
It was at 54.5.
54.5. For every 250 people that bet on Tennessee to cover, FanDuel will move the spread by 1 point in Tennessee's favor. As long as you keep betting, Tennessee will become a virtual lock.
28 more until 56.5.
28 more until it's 56.5. If you hop in now, it doesn't matter what you get the number at. You will get the best number at the end of the day. So whenever it's time, whenever it's kickoff, you will get, if it's plus 100, it doesn't matter if you hopped in early, you will get plus 100. It's a $50 max, but you can make it easy, $45, get you rolling here on FanDuel. If you're already on there, go ahead. Look for the Spread the Love market. Find it. Make some money. If you've been holding out, waiting to join FanDuel, well, now's the time. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. Must wager in designated crowdfunding market. Max wager of $50. Payout at minus 110. Issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days. Terms apply. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Last call on the other side is Tuck Sports. It's Fan Run Radio. Last call brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. If you're looking for something to do this weekend during the Tennessee game, go throw some axes. Use the promo code FANRUN. They'll have the TV on. They'll have the game on. You can still watch the game there, but it'll give you something else to do. And, hey, you're probably going to be pretty frustrated. Throw those axes at something productive. Work on your targeting. Show you're more accurate than the quarterbacks here at Tennessee. Craft Axe Throwing, located minutes from downtown Knoxville. Again, promo code FANRUN for 15% off. CraftAxeThrowing.com. If you want to book your lanes ahead of time, walk-ins are welcome, though. Just tell the people at the front when you're signing your waiver. You're here with Fan Run. They'll give you 15% off. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cameron, what do you got?
We got Santa Claus.
Ah, that's probably the same story I was going to guess.
It's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again? Do you have time?
Dr. Fauci said Santa Claus is immune to COVID-19.
Well, that's nice.
So, yeah, he's you know, letting all the kids know out there if it's Santa. It's still coming. COVID's not stopping Santa.
If you are riding around with your kids right now and you don't want a financial discussion, go ahead and let's move on. Turn the channel. Show's over. Turn back in for the drive. Giving you a 10-second warning. 10, 9. And if you've got any kids in the car, change channel. They don't want to hear this.
The elves have been fighting the virus.
The elves are in bad shape. The reindeers are in bad shape. Turn the channel before they find out what's happening. 3, 2, 1. I feel like Fauci could have done people a solid and be like, hey, Santa might be sick this year.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
probably.
Hey, kids, if you're expecting a big gift from Santa, Santa might get the COVID.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of layoffs. People aren't made a lot of money this year. We only got one round of Trump bucks. I don't know if everyone else is fine and whole, but like I'm probably going to make a lot less money this year than I did last year just from selling advertising here. I don't have any kids, so I don't really have to worry about it, but like I know there's a lot of people out there who have been struggling this year. Might have been a solid by Fauci to be like, hey, Santa's been pretty sick, or Santa's elves are sick. Production's behind. You might not get a gift this year. You better have been extra good. You better write an extra nice letter. There's ways to work around it. Now, I mean, maybe your kids aren't going to see this and, you know, see that Santa Claus is immune, but you could have done a solid.
You think the kids are listening to the Fauci press conference? Every day?
I don't know. They might be all in the background of the news. You don't think they're going to run this on CNN or your nightly news? You don't think they'll say this? You don't think this might be a blurb somewhere? No, Cam just gave the story. If the kids were listening to us, we got kids listening to us sometimes.
Sounds like we need to capture Santa and harvest his antibodies.
Sounds as if he might have the
he's got the key.
The key.
Something about that holly jolly.
There could be a movie here.
Capturing Santa Claus.
They're making that movie about the pandemic. You know, the Michael Bay, was it Michael Bay making the movie about the virus mutating? We could also make one about capturing Santa Claus for Christmas next year to solve us from the thing. But again, like the parents could have been done a solid here. Because let me tell you, if the kid said that, or if Fauci would have said that Santa might not be able to work this year, I would have made sure my kid saw it. Hey, your gift might not be as good this year. Sorry, Santa's got the Rona. Could have done a solid, Hayden.
Yeah.
And all the elves.
And all the elves. Production at the North Pole.
Production's down.
Is just down. Like, sorry, we'll get to you. We might get to you like in after tax season. After the tax refund season comes back.
Another doctor did say the ventilation at the North Pole is not ideal. And you can't really open the windows in the North Pole, you know. It's too cold.
See? There were ways around it.
But, you know, it'll be a holly jolly Christmas.
You guys got any plans this weekend?
Not really.
Just work.
I'm chilling. Just watch some football.
Thanksgiving this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I do too on Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. Wrong days. Do y'all even know what Thanksgiving day. Is?
I got other ones next week.
Yeah, I do too.
Schmohawk.
Man, look at this flex. They have so many friends, they can have multiple Thanksgivings.
No, it just came from a broken family. Congrats to you having your parents still be married. Thanks. Talk about it.
Yeah, that backfired on me.
Sorry that my parents got divorced when I was 5 and I was traumatized by it and had to, you know, have different holidays with different parts of the family. Sorry. Sorry, but my parents didn't stay married. We can just all have it one time.
I didn't think about that part.
Drives up next. Live from Food City near the mall. Morrill Road. Go by and see them. Shout out to Terrapin Beer for sponsoring the remote and the voluntary action. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks. Jamie here at Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston.